Hello, this is Daniel Gregory. Thanks so much for joining me for another episode of the Perceptive Photographer Podcast. This is our 296th episode of the podcast, so I really do appreciate you tuning in. I hope you enjoy the podcast topic today and the podcast in general. Thanks so much for being a listener. If it's your first time, welcome, and I hope you get something out of today's podcast and are interested in checking out some of the other podcasts. Also, don't forget, if you happen to be listening the week of November 9th, the Photoshop Summit is going on, and I've got a couple of classes up there, one on color management and one on the LAB color space. So hopefully you can tune in. Those classes are free if you watch during the week of November 9th. So if you're listening, great chance to check that out. You can find the link for that in the show notes, or you can just kind of search on the big Google Internet, DuckDuckGo, whatever you use to search the internet for Photoshop Virtual Summit, and you'll find the links to get a free pass to that summit. So it'll be great to see you there. I have been thinking about a couple of things about photography in my own work and in my own process, because there's always something else to learn. There's always something else to do. There's always something else to tweak, always something else to edit. And so that question of when is enough enough? When have I done enough to the image that I can feel like it's done? When have I photographed enough of a subject that I can feel I can move on to the next subject? When is enough gear enough gear? When is enough prints enough prints? When is enough really enough? There's so many points of pressure in photography where I think that question becomes applicable. And I also think understanding what's behind that question is interesting, because I think one of the things when we first start off in photography, and particularly in the editing side, it doesn't matter if you're doing analog darkroom, digital darkroom, you know, the question of how much editing to apply to a photograph. And you'll hear people say, well, I don't edit my photographs at all. And then you'll see other people edit their photographs, but you don't know they're editing photographs. And there's other people who edit their photographs, and it's pretty clear that they've way over edited the photograph. So in that continuum of spectrum, we have from I don't edit anything to way I way over edit. But for you, how do you know when you've made enough of an edit? Can you actually answer that question? Can you look at a photograph that you've been working on and say that it's complete? Can you say that you've done enough work to it that achieves the goals, objectives, thoughts, feelings, emotions, response that you want the photograph to have within you? Not within somebody else, but within your own experience of your photograph. Can you say that that photograph is done? Can you say you've done enough work to the photograph to feel like it's complete? I think for some of us, as we start to get more experience with photographs and we start to get clarity on the things that are interesting to us in photography, the things that matter to us in our life that we're then trying to convey through photography, it becomes easier to look at some photographs and say, yeah, that really does connect. And this is the amount of editing I would need to do to make sure that I convey that. You know, and it might be just a little pop of color. Maybe it's a subtle crop. Maybe it's a, you know, adjustment to skin tone, whatever it is. It doesn't really matter what the edit is, but you get a sense of like, wow, when that edit's done, I really feel like that photograph says what it needs to say. So therein lies, well, I think one of the challenges when we're getting started is sometimes we don't even know what we want to say. So we start editing in hopes of having something look cool or having something look interesting. And when we do get something interesting, we think, oh, that's what I wanted to say. I have a cool looking photograph. Even though we may or may not have gotten what we wanted from the editing of the photograph. So there's always this kind of weird place we're in as we're trying to figure that out. And I think even if you're an experienced photographer, there's times you're photographing and maybe you're photographing a certain subject or you're shooting a certain assignment or you're at a certain location and you're just shooting different images that how do you know when it's you've spent enough time and you've gotten the shot you want? So even outside of editing, this question of when have I spent enough time? When have I made enough different looks of this scene or this subject or this thing that I'm interested in photographing? How do I know I've gotten my point of view across? How do I know I've gotten my framing and composition the way I want? How do I know when that's done? So like I said, it doesn't matter where we are. We're always at that stage. And the piece that really kind of stuck with me this week, the thing that really jumped out at me this week, is watching people who are just kind of getting started in their photography, just getting started in their process, and how they make they make really small steps. And so they're taking these tiny little steps as they creep up on their image. They creep up on the look. They creep up on the point of view or the angle or the concept. So it's these tiny little bits of edit. And I equate it, the analogy I came up with as I was thinking about it is if you're cooking and you're going to salt the food you're cooking, there are people who will grab salt and throw it in the pan. And there are people who are measuring out salt. And then there's what I am describing here photographically, where you're adding salt literally one grain at a time. So you're making an adjustment on the exposure slider, and you're going up 0.1, 0.12, 0.13, 0.14, trying to find what is that correct look, that correct aesthetic that you want within the image. But here's the catch, and here's the thing. When we're making changes, sometimes what we need is small incremental changes. But oftentimes that's after we have a significant shift, a big step, a big change in the process of how we're thinking about the photograph. So when we're looking at like, wow, the photograph needs to be a little bit brighter. Let's just stay with the exposure example. My photograph needs to be brighter. And you look at it and you think, okay, it needs to be a little brighter. Well, a little is pretty vague. So you look at it and you think, well, okay, I'm going to start moving the exposure slider up and I'm going to decide, okay, I'm going to add a little bit, a little bit, and a little bit. Or you take that exposure slider and you go up, say, +3. So you add a +3 movement on that slider bar and you look at that and you say, wow, that's too bright now. Was it closer to the 3 or closer to the 0? And you say, it's closer to the 3. So I'm going to go down to 2. And you get to 2 and you think, okay, now 2 is pretty close. So now I'm going to make little edits off the 2. Maybe I go to 1.9. 1.85, 1.8. Okay, 1.8 is correct. So you think about that. I made 4 steps to get to 1.8, or you started at 1 and you started clicking up at tenths of a stop by slowly adding in that single grain of salt. You may not even realize 0.8 is correct until you get past 0.8. You don't know you've oversalted a meal till you put too much salt in it. So as we're going through and up the chain of exposure in this case, as we sneak up on it, we end up going past and having to come back on it anyway. So what I'm saying is we think about when is enough enough. Enough is enough when sometimes we go too far and back off. So as we think about point of view, we think about, wow, if I made an extreme point of view change here, if I made an extreme change in composition, that might give me an insight to tell me about what I actually need in the image, about where I need to actually stand, what my lens actually should be from a composition standpoint. It's the step too far. So knowing when enough is enough is a lot of experience, but it's also about understanding that sometimes we need a big step. We need a big leap to make that happen. And I think one of the things you'll see when you watch photographs that work in your own practice, and then when you watch photography and you watch whatever training videos, you go to a workshop, you go to a conference, you read a book, and you realize that sometimes they also are making pretty big leaps and pretty big changes, maybe to the lighting. They fire the strobe and they're like, wow, that's really dark. So they just crank it up 5 stops. Okay, now it's too bright because they don't know where they're at. They don't know what the aesthetic necessarily is. They may have an idea from years of experience that tells them this is about the power I need. But again, if it's not close, what are you going to do? You know, when it comes time to dodge and burn, one of the things that my analog classes that I teach when I teach dodging and burning is I tell them they need to dodge or burn. So, you know, lighten or darken part of the image. And when I tell them they need to burn a little bit, it doesn't take my class long to figure out that a little bit means 100%. So add 1 stop of light to the burn. So when I say go burn that a little bit, what I mean is literally go burn 1 stop. Well, what I learned in teaching was if I don't tell them what a little bit means, they'll go burn it for 10 seconds when they needed 60 seconds. So then they burn 10 seconds, 20 seconds, 30 seconds, 40, 50, 60. So they torch literally 7 sheets of paper to get to the 60 seconds. So that's 7 times the expense, that's 7 times the time, that's 7 times the paper. Everything is just compounded in that calculation. Whereas if they took that big step to that 60 seconds, because that's a little bit, 60 seconds, and then maybe we have to drop back, like I said, to 50 or 40, just like we do in the digital space. That subtle transition allows us to make that enough concept come into play. Because that's the thing, I don't think we know when it's too much. I don't think I can say in my photography when I've created that great image until I know I've created the image, until I've made the edits, until I've made those decisions. How could I be expected to make sure that I got everything I needed out of the gate? I do everything I can to practice, everything I can to get skill, to think about all the different elements that make a good photograph, to try to make sure that happens in camera. And then I try to make sure all that happens in editing. And then I try to make sure that all happens in print. But again, until that thing's on the wall and I get to look at it, I don't necessarily have all those answers. And even when it's on the wall, I may not have those answers. So again, to think back about what is it? What hasn't gone far enough? What's gone too far? When is that notion of enough and enough coming into play? And I think that's really the balance and one of the challenges we all face in our photography. As you think about your own work, as you think about approaching your own psychology to photography, if you're struggling and you're getting stuck and you're feeling like, I'm just kind of feel like I'm spinning my wheels a little bit, that might be because you're not taking a big enough leap of faith in pushing the boundary of what's possible with the image to get to your vision. Because maybe you're not sure what you need or what you want with a photograph. So until we really push that extreme, we don't know how to get there. And at the same time, when we start to get our skills honed and we start to get clarity on, oh, this is how I'm going to edit, this is how I'm going to process, this is how I'm going to think about looking at the image, this is what I'm trying to say with the image, we're in the same boat. Am I saying enough of what I wanted to say? Did I really put myself out there into the work? So the notion of always exploring, have I pushed myself enough to get what I need out of the photograph, is always there. I think as we create meaningful work and interesting work, it's not always hard. It's not always a challenge. And we don't necessarily always understand the insights that are occurring when we're making the work. Maybe it's a little bit subconscious. Maybe the thing we're saying is going to take time to evolve as it takes on a life of its own and it gets the reactions of other people. That's one of the things that we get by, you know, being artists and being people who are willing to share our work, is eventually the life of the art takes on something else as more and more eyeballs fall onto it. But for you, when you're looking at your work, when you're thinking about the work, being able to decide, when is it enough? When is your technical, when is your technique sufficient so that you can feel like you've completed the work so you can move on to the next one? While we've been talking in this podcast about enough being there so we can make sure we get what we want and taking steps and leaps and creeping back on things, at the same time, knowing when enough is enough allows us to let go of things and say that I am in fact finished with that. I don't have more that I want to say, or more importantly, I'm making the decision that I'm ready to move on because something has changed in me and that work I feel is complete, or it's worth giving up. It's enough that I'm done with it. It's enough that I'm not going to finish it. We're able to make those decisions. Now, I don't think it's good when we say it's enough and I don't want to finish it because it's too hard, it's too challenging, I don't like what's coming up, it's making me uncomfortable, because those are things to be explored. But there are times when we're working on things when maybe it is enough at the state it's at. Also, you know, for some people, maybe enough is being able to print 8x10s. Or somebody else, that may be 30x40. That's the other great thing. We're all at different levels. We're all at different experiences. We all want different things out of our photography. So what's enough for one may not be enough for another. And that's okay. That's the way it works. So I would encourage you to think about, like I said, your own work, your own approach. Are you sneaking up on your efforts? Are you taking big leaps of faith to figure out things? How are you approaching that? And maybe see if there's an opportunity for you to shift your approach a little bit. See if you can make a little bit bigger leap, bigger steps, bigger connections to the work earlier, knowing you may have to continue to refine it. But that might be an interesting thing for you to look at as you think about your approach to not just editing, but composition, framing, conversations about photography and the way you look at photography. Hope you have a great week behind the camera. Thanks again so much for tuning into this episode. I really do appreciate you listening. Hope you have a wonderful week. Remember to keep everybody safe. As best you can out there, wear your mask. Remember, greatest photographers ever are out there with their mask on. So make sure you wear your mask, keep people safe. Thanks again, and I'll see you next time.